Side two, mother.
Hi, hon. It's Saturday morning, and kids made the first side of the tape. Apparently, it's a 30-minute one, so I'll probably be all day making this. After I made the tape yesterday, Pat Bond called, so four of us played bridge last night, or rather, we probably talked more than we played bridge. But this is the first weekend by herself, I guess, since Dave left, or the second one. Fran wasn't there. She'd gone up, that's Pat's sister, had gone up to Laramie Tuesday, I guess, to stay with McDonald's for over the weekend. She'll be back in, I guess, tomorrow, but I'd probably turned her down, except that I know how it feels to that first weekend after they're gone. I was going to let the kids go to the movie this afternoon, but the weather's so pretty today that I thought, well, they can play outside. They need that more than they do to be stuffed in the movie. So I guess they'll do that. David's got to get dressed and take the garbage out for me, and I'm going to sit down, I think, and hit the sewing machine this afternoon. I want to get the bedclothes washed in the kids' room, and I'll start that and then get to the sewing machine. I hope I get some mail from you today, because if I don't, it's going to be Tuesday before I hear again, because they're, of course, Washington birthday. They'll be closed. I guess that falls tomorrow, but they're going to take another day Monday for the holiday, and the commissary's doing the same thing, and it won't be open till Wednesday, so it's going to be a long weekend all the way around. Oh, I feel so lazy and so sleepy this morning. I got in about 11:30, but Karen woke me up fighting and crying and yelling and screaming this morning, so I decided I might as well go ahead and get up. And, oh, excuse me. Sure, I can take a nap this afternoon. I'm getting as bad as you are now about yawning. I just tried to call the oil lease company. I think it's Tuttle. And they were closed, I guess, on Saturday, so I'll have to wait till Monday to call and find out whether it's too late to get in on next month's drawing. They might be closed Monday, too, since it's the holidays. There's an awful lot of stores and stuff downtown that are closing up for the holiday. So I guess you just have to wait a while. I don't really think we're going to make it in for this month, because I'm pretty sure she said the 21st was the last day to get it in. But I'll call Monday just to make sure, and if it is too late for this month, then I can go ahead and put it in, I guess, on next month's. Barbara still has that BX catalog from over there, so I think I'm going to look through it and try and pick out a few things I'd like to have. One of them I'd like to have is one of those screens. They don't look good on the in the catalog at all, because you can't really tell what they look like, but Barbara Britsky got one from through that, and it's really a beautiful piece of work. There are a few other little things, too. I know we can't get them soon, but at least I've got the catalog, and maybe after the R&R, then we can think about picking up a few more or a few things. I don't know. We'll just have to wait and see how our finances are at that time. I really hate not to pick up some of the things over there, because they are good buys. But that's just the way it goes, I guess. I should be able to save a little bit to bring about a couple of things back anyway. I wouldn't put too much hope on getting a stereo set over there, because it's going to be practically impossible to save that amount of money for it. I haven't even had the R&R yet, and I'm already curious as to where we're going to be moving to. I hope we do move. I don't particularly want to stay in this house, but if we do, then I'm going to fix it up the way, you know, we like it. One of the things I like to put in here is kitchen carpeting if we stay. It sure makes a difference, and of course I want to get new drapes and stuff, but we just have to wait and see about that too, I guess. But I'm just getting itchy feet and want to move on, I guess. I guess I'll sign off for now and come back later and finish this probably tonight and get it off in the mail tomorrow. Well, hi, honey. I'm back again. It seems like it's going to take me forever today to finish this tape. I just got the mail and I took this one off and played your tape. I'm sure glad I got one today. It cheered me up quite a bit. Even if it was short, but I'll forgive you, because I know sometimes how hard it is to think of things to say and whatnot. Like I had difficulties this morning. Now I feel like I'll probably be able to chatter and really fill the rest of this tape out. But I had to laugh when you said about scotch taping the box up. It's a good thing you caught yourself. I've done that on occasion myself and had to re-undo it. I've been trying to strip them down pretty good where we won't have so much tape on them. You sounded a little tired in your tape. I imagine you weren't completely looking forward to all-night duty, too, and that commander's call and whatnot. And imagine that's out of the way now. At least you could sleep late yesterday and today, or your days anyway, Friday and Saturday. I still get that mixed up. And I wanted to tell you what I was thinking about it. You did say the 15th, 16th, and 17th of February. I don't know. I guess I was just so upset I couldn't think straight the day I made that tape. So you're not losing your mind here. You just think maybe you are. I went over to Kay's this morning and Barbara's and had coffee and stayed over there for quite some time. And then I was sitting here a few minutes ago watching pro bowling, and Larry Johnson came by with the boys, so he dropped the boys off to play with David, which delighted him to no end. I had to call him home from Andrews because he was over there playing. And they're taking off. He's showing them Western Hill, so I don't know when they'll be back, but I guess Joanne and they'll be back later to pick them up. Larry said he did get a letter from you, and Joanne told him or informed him he's going to have to sit down and write you immediately, so I don't know. You might be hearing from him soon or might not. Scott's just called, and she's going to come out and have a cup of coffee. And I'll be sure and tell Brad, except that was pretty funny myself. That'll give Patty something to stew on for a while anyway. So she'll probably be dropping you a letter pretty soon. I think I better get up from here right now and go see a man about a dog before I have a little mess to clean up. So just hold on. I'll be back shortly. As far as that, hi, I'm back again. As far as that aircraft you were talking about and going into that, if you wanted it, that was fine with me. You know what you want to do. It's a shame that you couldn't get it since you did want it, but I can't really say that I'm not relieved if you don't get it. Of course, you know more about things over there than I do because you're there, but I just go by what I read in the paper, and I've just never felt a very fondness for C-119s. I don't give a hoot nanny whether they've improved them or not, but I guess you probably know one way or the other for sure now. As long as you're not sure, there's always that hope, I guess, to you that you'll get it. I don't think the letters come quite as frequently or as fast from there, but 70 days probably wouldn't be too bad. That is, if they'd move you back to where you are now or into the same type of aircraft. I don't really know about Bill. He seems to think they are going to move, definitely, from Pleiku, and he's sort of hoping it's in June. And since he's only got about 90 days left or something, then he does have a pretty good chance of coming back, I guess. I don't know what exactly is going on. Barbara says Bill wants, if she goes on the R&R, to bring the kids. And Bill told Lee that he didn't guess they'd have one because Barbara wants to bring the kids, and he's going to take it in Australia. So I don't know. I think they got their wires crossed a little bit. Anyway, Scotch got a tape from Lee yesterday, and he was quite concerned. Ed Taylor took a leave, emergency leave over there, but after he was over there, apparently his wife wrote, and you'll see it in the paper if you look under divorces, because I have already filed, I've seen, but that's what happened. She filed suit to divorce him, and he just didn't understand it, so they gave him emergency leave, and Lee happened to get on the aircraft that went to the Philippines to take him there to catch another one home, so that's why he got to go to the Philippines. But Lee's pretty shook up. I guess the squadron commander brought them all into the office, and this apparently is quite common over there where they are right now, and a lot of the wives have canceled out on their R&Rs, and one of them, his wife, in fact, said he wasn't going to meet him for an R&R because she didn't want to say goodbye again. And I guess at least sort of afraid Scotia's going to change her mind. And Scotia had not a damn chance in the world. She said we'd go to Timbuktu if necessary. So I don't think you have to worry about that by any means. So, but I guess it must be, you know, pretty common in this business of filing for divorce when apparently nothing was wrong when they left home. So if it was any comfort to Walt, he's not the only one in the same boat over there. You still haven't mentioned where you got the package or not. I'm really sweating that damn thing out, because if that top flies open, there's going to go, when that brown paper goes, there goes the address and everything. So I really hope you get it. It's Seems to have been quite a time, but I don't know. And as far as the cribbage board, you should probably be getting that this weekend, because it takes, well, not too long for something that light to get there unless they lose it on the way. But if they do, it's not going to be that much gone. I just hate for you not to have it. Maybe your luck will change with that. I just promise me one thing, honey, that you won't play walk cards for money, and we might be all right. I think some people may need to gamble and lucky with cards, and others won't. And I know from my experience with gambling, I'm not very damn lucky at it, so I don't know. I imagine you've read, talking about gambling in the paper, where they're going to try and legalize gambling here in the state of Wyoming. I think I said in one of my tapes, I think it'd probably be a pretty good deal. It'd give a lot of people jobs, and they do need something in here. I was talking to Barbara yesterday, and this morning, and she said that Bill's thinking about taking hospital engineering, and she asked me whether they offered this course or not over at Laramie, and I really don't know, so maybe you'll know and can answer my question. I'm sure eventually she's going to hear from Bill, but she really goes in streaks getting her letters. Boy, she get a whole slew of them and then go for a week without any. I think that'd drive me probably right up the wall, but can't be helped, and you know, we have any choice in the matter, of course. But I sure was glad to get that tape today, because it's going to be a long time till they deliver mail again Tuesday. And sure make for a long weekend if I hadn't. And you sound cheerful, and it cheered me up, too. I've been using that medication on Kathy's leg. I can't really say I've seen any improvement yet, but if I can just keep it from spreading and get it under control, that'll help. It's really funny. It looks so, you know, it still looks peculiar, more like a bruise than a fungus, but they say she's got one, and so if I can keep it under control and keep it from spreading, that'll be a good deal. And I feel sort of icky rubbing that medication in. I make sure I don't have any cuts or anything. He didn't say a word as to whether it was contagious or not, but I've told her, you know, she not to scratch it under any circumstances, and she's been pretty good about that. Well, she's been real good about it. But I'm trying to keep my hands not, you know, from being nicked when I rub that in, because I don't particularly want to get started. And I have to sit down and really think about it. Since she's had it this long, apparently it isn't contagious. And she's not showing any signs of it anywhere else on her body except for that one spot. So maybe we'll catch it, or we've caught it in pretty good time. I'm so glad I saw the doctor I did, because the other one out there now, boy, he's really peculiar, I guess. So I lucked out there. Well, I love you and I miss you, and we're looking forward to that R&R. Somebody said all they wear is about slacks and moo-moos over there, so I don't know about any moo-boos, but moo-moos, rather, instead of boo-boos. But I'll have sufficient slacks, I'm sure, and I would like to carry a couple of nice dresses for in case we do go out in the evening and something. It's going to break you buying me food. I'm starving to death for a steak. I'm too damn lazy to get out there and try and cook it myself. I tried it once, and it just doesn't taste like you're cooking. And I can see your head going up 10 sizes now, so just deflate it, dear. It happens to be the barbecue. I'm going to sneak around one of these days and make a tape of just the kids fighting. I don't want you to get too comfortable in your peace and quiet, so don't be surprised if you get a tape one of these days with nothing but growling and griping on it. My gosh, those kids are getting bad. Just wait when you get home, you'll see. Just had an emergency and had to stop a real catastrophe. Karen and Cindy are fighting about a blasted little old piece of wire that's not more than about 8 inches long. I swear, you can't win for losing. So, I don't know, honey. I don't have any more gray hairs. Of course, most of them's falling out. That's probably why. But one of these days, I'll dye my hair again. David's already been after me, of all things. You better talk to that son of yours. He's making me feel like Grandma Moses. Of course, he's in Hog's Heaven because he's got Roger and David to play with. And he was playing with Andrew, too, as I said earlier. And that helps pass the time for him a lot. And I don't know, he's getting that age now where I'm going to have to start prodding him a little bit, I guess, and try and do your best and hope you're doing the right thing. And if not, well, you can straighten him out when you get home, and the rest of them, too. They must have really pitched in and did some cleaning last night. I know they vacuumed the living room and dusted it, and it looks almost decent today, but my floor was complete flop yesterday, and to look at it today, you'd never tell I even touched it. But oh, and I got our bedroom cleaned out. Jesus, that thing looked naked. Just doesn't seem the same. I don't know whether I told you earlier on the tape or not, but playing bridge over Pat's house last night, she had rollers in her hair. She just washed it, and she said she wanted to know that that's the first time she's been in public or anybody's ever seen her with rollers in her hair for 7 years. She said Dave just hates them, and that's the reason she goes to the beauty shop all the time. He told her he didn't even want to see her having them, wearing them at all in the house for any reason or other. So she said she'd see how it turns out. I guess she'll go back having her hair fixed every week. Well, she's doing it now, but when he gets back, and not rolling it at all. But I can't say as I blame her, because they've really got a nice house over there, and she said they were probably going to ask around $2,100 difference in it, and boy, it's twice the house this one is, and it's really laid out nice. The only thing about that house, too, it's just like most of the houses they build now. It's got that small kitchen in it, and you just can't do much about them, I guess. Well, honey, it looks like the tape's getting low, and I want to say I love you and I miss you, and you keep those tapes coming and those letters, too. And I got the checks today on the oil leases, so you don't have to worry about that. But as I said earlier, I don't know whether they'll be in for this month or not, but if not, I'll just save them and put them in for next month, so don't worry about it. And I think I already told you I'd deposit the money. Well, bye-bye now, darling. Love you.